Hampshire's Blue Jays have not yet announced a probable starter. Lefty's first pitch to Braylon buckles his knees as it slips up and in. It is 1-0. Everything else in the league will get underway in about 10 to 20 minutes, if not a little bit longer than that. The 1-0, and Meniere sends it to the seats. Straight back, it's 1-1. St. Lucie will host Palm Beach at 6:10. Joel Diaz will get the start for the Mets. Carlos Guarate on the hill for the Cardinals, the 1-1. And Meniere fouls it off the catcher, Mack. It is one ball and two strikes. Base is empty, one out. Top of the seventh, Jupiter a 3-2 lead. Still have a seven-inning game to follow, completing the seven we did not finish from Tuesday night. 1-2. Struck him out. Fastball up and in at 91. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bargallo. He has five tonight. Two out in the seventh for Rafael Franco. Now batting the left fielder. Franco has lined out to third and flied out to right. He is 0-2. Bradenton will host Lakeland at 6:30. Luis Peralta to get the start for the Marauders. Marco Jimenez will get the ball for the Flying Tigers as Franco takes low for ball one. And the only other game in the circuit today will take place down in Fort Myers. They host the Tampa Tarpons at 7 o'clock. That one bouncing down and in. And Franco ahead 2-0. Marco Raya expected a start for Fort Myers. Tampa has not yet listed a starter. 2-0 on Rafael. And that misses down and away for ball three. Fidel Castro, right fielder, is on deck. Lefty at the belt, the 3-0. Outside for ball four. So Rafael Franco, a four-pitch walk. And Daytona has the tying run on. Third walk allowed by Bargallo today. And now the right fielder, Fidel Castro.
Number 20, Fidel Castro.
Castro singled on Tuesday, struck out looking against Bargallo back in the fifth. Lefty-lefty matchup here. And the first pitch to Fidel in the dirt ball kicks up the third baseline. Mack off-balance throw, missing the second base bag, but backed up nicely by Sanoha to prevent an error. And Franco on a second on the wild pitch. Just the second time Daytona has put a man in scoring position today. Jay Allen reached second last inning before he was picked off second base. Bargallo ready. The pitch. And Castro, a hard ground ball, knocked down by the third baseman, Santiago. He's got Franco in a rundown between third and short, and no one covered third base. And safe at third is Rafael Franco. Santiago got baited into a rundown by Rafael Franco instead of throwing to first to get the shore out to end the inning. Santiago chased Franco back to second base, but as Edie Capé chased him back to third, nobody got over to cover the third base bag, not the catcher Mack, not the pitcher Bargallo. And Franco, with some heads-up base running, able to get to third. And the inning stays alive for Luis Chevalier. It'll be a fielder's choice. Chevalier, batting from the right-hand side, takes down and away for ball one. Chevalier struck out his last time, has also flied out to center. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at first. And Chevalier swings over the top of a curveball at 80. It is one ball and one strike. Chevalier trying to break out of a funk. 0-4 his last 14 coming into tonight. Or including tonight. A 1-1. This one he grabs a piece of. The third base dugout for Jupiter. It's 1-2. Franco walked. He is at third. Castro reached on the fielder's choice. He is at first. Jupiter nursing a one-run lead. The 1-2 pitch sails over the head of the backstop. Ricochets to Mack. He can't field it cleanly, and everybody's safe. Franco scores to second. Castro, and we're tied at three. It was like an automatic ball return on that pitch from Margallo. Sailed it so far over the head of everybody. It banged off the padded wall behind the plate and rolled right back to Mack just inside the dirt of the batter's circle. But Mack maybe having that internal clock sped up, trying to make sure they got the out at home, could not field it cleanly. And that allowed Franco to get in safely to tie the game. Now the go-ahead run in scoring position. And a 2-2 count. Margallo looks towards second. The 2-2. And Chevalier takes outside. It's a full count. Top of the lineup in Sebastian Almonte. Waiting on deck. Lefty is ready. And now he spins and looks the runner back to second. Hammerheads will have 8-9-1. Due up presumably against Aaron Gurren in the bottom of the inning. The payoff pitch. And Chevalier cannot hold up on the breaking ball. Four strike three. Got him on the curve, down and in. Margallo strikes out the side in the seventh. But Daytona scores a run without the benefit of a base hit. And one man left at the end of six and a half. Time to get up and stretch. Tied at three here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Going to the bullpen for Daytona, going to the bottom of the seventh, making his return to the Tortugas is the righty Frazier Aaron Gurren. Aaron Gurren made one appearance with Daytona in St. Lucie earlier this year, has split his time as well between Dayton and the Complex League, and his first pitch to Tanner Allen is low for ball one. Aaron Gurren, 6 feet tall, 218 pounds. 25 years old from Santa Cruz in Aragua, Venezuela. As Allen fouls it away, it's 1-1. Allen, a bases-loaded hit by pitch on Tuesday, has also grounded out to second. The righty's 1-1, and Allen fouls it into the seats. It's a ball and two strikes. Straddles the mound, now the 1-2. And a breaking ball tapped towards first. Triana fields to his right. Underhand flip to Aaron Gurren over to cover. And there is one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. One away. Sends up the DH, Anahuete Santos. Grounded into a fielder's choice. Scored a run in the second, has also walked. Aaron Gurren made a majority of his appearances this year in the ACL, 10 of the 14 total, as Santos takes a called strike. Aaron Gurren overall between his three stops, five and one record. Is that one high? It is 1-1. There's a fastball on the outside corner at 94. It's 1-2, Aaron Gurren, 5-1, a 3.71 ERA, 13 walks, 23 strikeouts in 26 and two-thirds innings. As that one in the dirt, it is 2-2. Franger pitching for the first time since July the 16th. 2-2. That's a foul ball in the box. We'll do it again. Against the ACL Guardians through a scoreless inning. So first appearance for Aaron Gurren in 12 days, almost 2 weeks. The set and the 2-2 pitch. And Santos takes low. It's a full count. Final line for Javi Rivera. Goes four innings, no runs on one hit. Walk two and struck out two. 63 pitches and 39 strikes. The payoff pitch. And Santos, a little swinging bunt that rolls up the first baseline, foul. And it will stay a full count on the Hammerhead DH. The payoff pitch from Aaron Gurren. And another foul ball off the leg of Santos. It was never ruled fair, and they called it fair for a second. And then after Jones picked it up and it was ruled fair, the umpire called it foul. So it is a foul ball. It remains a 3-2 count. Tied at three here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Another payoff pitch in the dirt, low and inside, ball four. So Santos works another walk on the ninth pitch of the at-bat. And now it is the shortstop, Didi Capé. Capé grounded out to third his last time. Also has an RBI single, 1-4-3. Capé, just 19 years old from Cuba, joined the Hammerheads roster last Friday as he takes a fastball low for ball one. Capé, Marlins number 22 prospect according to Baseball America, on a seven-game hitting streak dating back to the Complex League, the 1-0. Up and away, but a called strike in the automated system, and it's even at 1-1. Capé signed with the Marlins for $3 million. Was originally eligible to sign in 2019, but waited for teams' bonus pools to reset. As Capé swings through an elevated slider, it's 1-2. Trying to maximize his value and got over $3 million from the Marlins. So I would say he bet on himself and won. One and two, the count, the pitch, and this one punched to the screen. Left Cuba in late 2018. Drew Carlos Correa comparisons as an amateur. Similar build and somewhat of a similar stance. 1-2 again. Outside, snap throw behind the runner at first. Not in time as Santos dives back. Santos leads off first. Triano holds him on in this tie game. The 2-2, and Capé pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. Jones and Almonte by the Jupiter dugout, but they run out of room. Just barely into the Hammerhead dugout. And the count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch will already be the 20th for Aaron Gurren in this 7th inning. Santos the runner at first. Hammerheads in black, Daytona in gray. And a throwback to first, and Santos able to get in ahead of the tag from Triana. Another 2-2. This one line in left center field. That one's down for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Franco. On his way to third goes Santos. The throw to second, not in time. It's a double for Edie Capé, his second hit of the game. And the Hammerheads with second and third and one out here in the 7th. Franco looked like he cut it off in the gap. But Capé able to make the turn at first and get into second. As Daytona angled the cutoff towards third. Now the Tortugas will bring the infield in, trying to cut off the run at third base. Javier Zanoja is 0 for 3. Flied out to center his last time in the 5th inning. Aaron Gurren's first pitch, and this one hit sharply but foul. Deep down the right field line towards the Cassidy Cool Zone, it's 0-1. Zanoja. At just .162 in his first stint with the Hammerheads in May and early April. Since he has returned, though, has played much better as this one line foul to the right. It's 0-2. Zanoja entered play today 7 for his first 24 during this second stint. Batting average just under .300. Aaron Gurren has quickly jumped ahead in the count 0-2 with Joe Mack on deck. The 0-2 pitch outside, it's 1-2. He's jumped ahead of a bunch of these hitters, was ahead 1-2 on Santos before losing him on a walk, and was up 1-2 on Capé before his double. 1-2 pitch. And Zanoja hits one deep down the left field line, hanging breaking ball. But this one well foul onto the roof of the visiting clubhouse. Stays at a ball and 2 strikes. Zanoja rejoining Jupiter back on July the 16th. Infield in all around. The 1-2. And Zanoja pop fly into right center field. Castro coming on. He'll make the catch. Tagging from third is Santos. Here comes Fidel's throw up the third base line. Breaking to third is Capé. He'll be tagged out there. But the run from third will score. A sacrifice fly for Javier Zanoja. Gives the Hammerheads a 4-3 lead. Zanoja with his 12th RBI of the season. But the sack fly does end the inning as the out at third. 2-5 at the end of 7. Jupiter a 4-3 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share.
Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
So as quickly as Daytona ties it, Jupiter regains a one-run lead, 4-3. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Almonte attacks the first pitch, grounded to third, bobbled there by Santiago, but able to regain the handle and throw on to first just in the nick of time to get Almonte booking it up the line for the first out here in the top of the eighth. Reserve your ride. Log on to escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Jay Allen, the second, walked and was picked off second base his last time. He is 0-2 as time called by Jay. Got something in his eye before he stepped into the box. Sandro Bargallo still on the mound for the Hammerheads as we play on in the eighth inning. Jupiter a 4-3 advantage. Lefty's first pitch to Allen, taken for a strike. Breaking ball sweeps in there. It is 0-1. Talked about the trading deadline coming up while Daytona is on the road. That one up and away, 1-1. Believe the trading deadline not on July 31st this year, like it had been for so many years. It's actually on Tuesday, August the 2nd this year. 1-1 at the knees, 1-2. Daytona will be getting a game underway that Tuesday in St. Lucie against the Mets. But really the first big trade of the deadline coming late last night as Allen takes one atop the zone, strike three call. Jay can't believe it, but it just barely caught that upper far quadrant. And Bargallo gets some help from the ABS system to pick up another strikeout. Has punched out four in the last two innings, has seven tonight. And there are two out in the eighth for Hayden Jones as homered and singled. And the first pitch, a cut on and miss. Curveball down and in, it's 0-1. But the Yankees acquired Andrew Benintendi from the Royals last night in exchange for three minor league pitchers. Right-hander Beck Way, left-hander T.J. Sikkema were at High A Hudson Valley. As Jones swings through the high cheese, it's 0-2. Chandler Champlain, who struck out 11 against Daytona, not last Sunday, but two Sundays ago in that game on July the 17th, being traded to the Royals as well. The 0-2, and Jones strikes out swinging. Fastball up at 91, eight strikeouts this afternoon for the left-hander Sandro Bargallo. Daytona goes in order in the eighth on eight pitches at the end of 7.5. Jupiter is still in front 4-3 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Frazier, Aaron Gurren back to work for Daytona. We've got a seven-inning nightcap to follow after this one reaches its conclusion. Will be the lefty Justin Fall for Jupiter, righty Tanner Cooper for Daytona. Joe Mack will lead off for Jupiter here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hammerheads holding a 4-3 lead. Back, Brady Allen, Zubia. 3-2 up against a 25-year-old righty who misses high with a breaking ball. It is 1-0. We're talking about the Yankees acquiring Andrew Benintendi last night. That time of year, the 1-0. Mack, a ground ball right side, fielded by Triana. Underhand flip to Aaron Gurren, 1-0. Nicely done. Brings up Brady Allen, 1-for-3 with an infield hit. Struck out his last time. Benintendi named an all-star for the first time this year. Of course, a former Red Sox, was hitting .320 at time of the trade. Three homers, 39 RBIs. Eligible as a free agent after this year. But Giancarlo Stanton went on the IL Tuesday with an Achilles issue. That one low, 1-0. Aaron Judge has had injury issues, has had the whole outfield. Aaron Hicks and has also had injury issues in the past. Joey Gallo has had his fair share of problems this year. As Allen fouls it to the mesh screen, it's 1-1. Benintendi won a gold glove last year in his first season as a Royal. Of course, the big story around Benintendi will be whether or not he gets the COVID vaccine. Blue Jays play in the Yankees division. As Allen swings through a high heater, it's 1-2. Was not allowed to travel with the Royals to Toronto last week. Yankees only have one more series this year in Toronto, that towards the end of the year. That outside and low, 2-2. Have been conflicting reports on whether or not Benintendi said he would get the vaccine or not. Was not part of the trade discussions. Benintendi says he's open to the idea. 2-2. And Allen strikes out. Fastball up at the shoulders at 94. Aaron Gurren's first strikeout back with Daytona. Two out in the eighth for Zach Zubia. As singled, grounded out, and flied out, 1-for-3. But still potential for the Yankees to face the Blue Jays in the playoffs. As that breaking ball slips up and in. Zubia ducking out of the way. It's 1-0. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Benintendi, the third highest batting average by a player acquired by the Yankees at the deadline. That one outside, 2-0. You'd never guess the first two guys who had a higher batting average when the Yankees acquired them. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, the 2-0. And Zubia can't hold up. Jack swing appeal down to first. Yes, he went, says Trey Ward. It's 2-1. Xavier Nady was the most recent. He had a .330 average with the Pirates when the Yankees acquired him in 2008. Is that one low and away for ball three? Nady was a part of the Yankees' last championship team in 2009. And then the highest batting average acquired by the Yankees, as that one high, ball four. Zach Subia works a walk. Second free pass allowed by Aaron Gurin. One on, two out in the eighth for Carlos Santiago, who is 0 for 2 with a walk. Struck out his last time. Bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. One on, two out. Jupiter a 4-3 lead. But the minimum of 300 plate appearances, the highest batting average acquired by the Yankees was Johnny Hopp, who was hitting 340 when the Yankees got him in 1950. Count 1-0 on Santiago. Action in the Jupiter left field bullpen. A left-hander is up and ready. 1-0. Santiago thought about it. Did he go? Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire. It is 1-1. All three prospects the Yankees sent to the Royals in the top 30, according to Baseball America. Beck Way being the highest ranked of the three. 1-1, and Santiago goes fishing. Down and in, comes up with nothing but the lure. It's 1-2. Way was the Yankees' number 13 prospect, fourth-round pick in 2020. T.J. Sikkema had injury issues, was a supplemental first-rounder in 19, was ranked number 23. And Chandler Champlain, drafted last year, was the team's number 29 farm aid. This is soft ground ball to second. A lazy toss by Chevalier on to Triana. In plenty of time to get Santiago. And in the inning, no runs, no hits, one left on the walk. We head to the ninth. Daytona needs a run to tie and two to take the lead. Jupiter a 4-3 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Worcester on a pitch for the Hammerheads as he moved to the top of the ninth inning. He'll try and get the last three outs. Daytona will have 4, 5, and 6 due up. Righty, lefty, lefty. Worcester has been one of the main back-end relievers for Jupiter all summer long. Worcester standing at 5'11", 182 pounds. 23 years old, will turn 24 in September from Brockton, Massachusetts. Marlins 15th round pick last year out of UConn. Feel kind of job that a Massachusetts kid named Worcester didn't go to the College of the Holy Cross in Worcester, Massachusetts. Would have been great to say Caleb Worcester from Worcester. But jokes aside, Worcester has had a great season, making his 24th appearance, 4-0, a 3.14 ERA. 6 saves in 8 tries, 28 and 2/3 innings, 24 hits, 16 walks, 37 strikeouts, a 2.22 opponent average. Last pitched against the Mets on Sunday, threw an inning and a third scoreless. Yasiel Pino to lead off here in the top of the ninth inning. Pino hitless tonight, but has walked his 0 for 2. Worcester ready, his first pitch, and Pino a hard ground ball, fielded on a hop at third by Santiago. Crow hop, throw across to Zubia, one out in the ninth inning. Daytona has swung at the first pitch in 4 of the last 5 innings and have grounded out to third base on 3 of those 4 first pitches. Now it is Michel Triana, 0 for 3, struck out his last time. And Worcester's first pitch nearly frisbees on the inside corner but misses. It's 1-0. Final line for Sandro Bargallo, leaves in line for the win, goes five innings. One run on one hit, walk three, struck out eight. The lefty fires up and in. And the count 2-0. Bargallo charged with two wild pitches. 65 tosses, 41 strikes. Worcester sets the 2-0, and Triana sends it over the netting and into the seats. It is 2-1. Still nothing but blue skies overhead. There has not been a cloud spotted since we arrived here today. Jonathan Willems is in the on-deck circle for Braylon Menier. And Triana can't connect on the frisbee slider. It's 2-2. Willems expected to be in the lineup for game two tonight. The 2-2 pitch, and Triana pops it in the air. In the infield, who's calling for it? Santiago taking charge on the downhill slope of the mound towards home plate, makes the catch, and Daytona down to their final out here in game one. Great decisiveness there from Santiago, completely taking charge right out of the gate, sprinting right away to the top of the hill, slid down to the bottom portion towards home. As Jonathan Willems will pinch it here. For Braylon Menier. Willems added to Daytona's roster earlier today from High A Dayton. Willems, a right-handed batter. 23 years old from Willemstad, Curacao. First appearance, first game as a Tortuga. And the lefty's first pitch to the right-hander, a called strike. It is 0-1. Willems between the top three levels in the minor league chain, High A, Double A, and Triple A, hitting .177. Two homers, seven RBIs, playing for the first time since Sunday for the Dragons. As Willems takes outside, it's 1-1. Willems started the year in Dayton, went to Louisville on April 16th, then moved to Chattanooga on April 26th. Was sent back to Dayton on April 29th. Went back to Chattanooga on June 18th, returned to Dayton on June the 28th. And now here in Daytona on July the 28th. As Willems takes outside, it's 2-1. Bases empty, two out in the ninth. Daytona behind by a run, the 2-1, and Willems takes up and away for ball three. Ashton Creel has grabbed a bat. He will pitch it for Rafael Franco, who is on deck, or was supposed to be on deck. Worcester at the letters is 3-1, and Willems a ground ball to short. Fielded by Capay to his left. Throw on to first in time, and that'll do it. As the Hammerheads win the suspended game from Tuesday night, your final score in the opening game of this series, the Hammerheads 4 and the Tortugas 3. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the recap report for you. A look back at this one, scores from out of town, a look ahead to game 2. Probably going to have around a 7:15, 7:20 first pitch for game 2 here in Jupiter tonight. Hammerheads take game 1, 4-3. Back with more after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
At After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Both teams trading runs in the seventh inning after the game restarted in the top of the third. And Jupiter, who carried a 3-2 lead into today, take the opening game of this series by a final of 4-3. Justin Rock back with you here in Jupiter, Florida. Hammerheads taking the opener with the win. Jupiter improving to 13-12 in the second half, 47-42 overall. Daytona dropping to 8-16 in the half, 37-52 on the year. Let's take you through the game that was started on Tuesday night. Thought we were going to get through a relatively eventless game, but sure enough, that never came to be, as it was Edgar Sanchez against Julian Aguiar to start. And Daytona got off on the right foot. Austin Callahan led off the game with a single to right. And then after Jay Allen struck out, Hayden Jones smashed a two-run home run beyond the right field wall. His sixth home run of the year gave Daytona a 2-0 lead. Stayed that way until the bottom of the second with one out. Zach Zubias singled, moved to second on a walk, and advanced to third on a single to center by Jorge Caballero. Tanner Allen was hit by a pitch, forced home to run, made it 2-1. Anahuete Santos then hit a ground ball to second. Daytona tried to turn two, had to settle for the force at second base. A run scored, tied it at two. And then Edie Capay had a line drive single to right, scored another run, made it 3-2. Hammerheads after two innings, but after a fairly, I'd say, abbreviated delay, 44 minutes on Tuesday, the game was suspended, with the game holding Jupiter in front 3-2. Of course, yesterday, ultimately postponed due to health and safety protocols. Picked back up today in the top of the third inning. Remained a 3-2 game all the way until the seventh inning. Daytona got a two-out walk to Rafael Franco. He advanced to second on a wild pitch. Fidel Castro then hit a ground ball to third. Carlos Santiago, instead of throwing to first, tried to get the runner in a rundown between third and second, but nobody covered the third base bag after they chased the runner to second, and Franco got in safely. So Daytona had first and third with two out. And then with Luis Chevalier at the plate, a wild pitch allowed Franco to score, tying the game at three. But Jupiter in the bottom of the seventh got a one-out walk to Anahuete Santos. He would go to third on a double by Capé and then score on a sac fly to right by Javier Sanoja. Capé was thrown out trying to advance to third on the throw. That ended the seventh inning. Daytona, though, would not really muster much of a rally. They sent six men to the plate from the eighth inning onward. All six were retired as the Hammerheads win it tonight by a final of 4-3. Sandro Bargallo gets the win. He improves to 2-2. One run on one hit in five innings. Walked three, struck out eight. Ranger Aaron Gurren takes a loss, drops to 0-1, gives up a run on one hit in two innings, walked two, and struck out one. Caleb Worcester, his seventh save, one perfect inning of relief. Daytona, three runs, four hits, one error, they left three. Jupiter, four runs, five hits, no errors, they left five. Final time of game, 2 hours and 13 minutes with a 44-minute delay. We'll have an official attendance for you after game two. As for the Florida State League scoreboard here on this Thursday evening, Dunedin and Clearwater playing a doubleheader. Blue Jays taking game one of 4-3. Game two going to get underway momentarily. Connor Cook against Gabriel Cotto. Top of the third in St. Lucie. Cardinals a 1-0 lead on the Mets. Aaron McKeithen with a sac fly. Carlos Guarate against Joel Diaz. Top of the second in Bradenton, Lakeland, and the Marauders are scoreless. Luis Peralta against Marco Jimenez, and Tampa and Fort Myers will get underway at 7 o'clock at Hammond Stadium. Marco Raya will go for the Mighty Muscles. Sean Herman will make his Tarpons debut for Tampa. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard today, Reds and Marlins in Major League Baseball. Marlins rallying, defeating the Reds 7-6. Jesus Aguilar, a two-run homer, is 12th. Jesus Sanchez, a solo shot, is 12th. Tyler Naquin, a solo home run for the Reds, his seventh in that ballgame. Triple-A Louisville going to get underway in about 15, 20 minutes or so at home against the Columbus Clippers. Guardians affiliate Justin Dunn will get the start for the Bats. Albert Almora Jr. with Louisville on a rehab assignment. Double-A Chattanooga at home against the Rocket City Trash Pandas at 7:15, Ricky Salinas will make the start for the Lookouts. Zilly De La Cruz, Alex McGarry, Ivan Johnson, the Daytona alums in the double-A lineup. High A Dayton, bottom of the first inning, taking on the West Michigan Whitecaps Tigers affiliate. That game scoreless. Christian Roa, Tortuga alum, on the mound for the Dragons. Austin Hendrick, Brian Ray, Austin Callahan, Jose Torres, Michael Troutwine, the Daytona alums in the high A lineup. Dominican Summer League Reds had their game postponed today on the road against the Diamondbacks Red Team due to COVID. And the ACL Reds had their game today at the Brewers Gold postponed due to rain. As for Major League Baseball here on this Thursday night, across the majors, abbreviated schedule with a getaway day Thursday. Orioles beat the Rays this afternoon 3-0. Trey Mancini, a two-run inside the park home run, his 10th of the year. Everything else in the majors has not started. Pirates host the Phillies at 7:05. Zach Thompson against Zach Wheeler. Royals in the Bronx to take on the Yankees. It'll be Brady Singer against Jameson Taillon. Blue Jays host the Tigers at 7:07. Yusei Kikuchi against Tyler Alexander. Guardians in Boston to take on the Red Sox at 7:10. Tristan McKenzie against Cutter Crawford. Astros host the Mariners at 8:10. Jose Urquidy against Logan Gilbert. Rockies host the Dodgers at 8:40. Jose Ureña, former Hammerhead, against Tyler Anderson. Angels host the Rangers at 9:38. Shohei Ohtani against Sam Howard. And the Cubs are in San Francisco to take on the Giants at 9:45. It'll be Alex Wood against Justin Steele. Here in Jupiter, game two coming up in about half an hour or so. 7:20, our scheduled start time for game two. Tanner Cooper will get the ball for Daytona, 4-2, a 3.21 ERA. The Hammerheads will counter with another southpaw. The lefty, Justin Fall, 4-5 with an ERA of 4. That coming up in just about a half an hour or so. We will procure our game two lineups get everything situated here on the radio network for another seven innings of baseball. But for those who missed it at the onset of today's broadcast, we're going to take a break. When we come back earlier this afternoon, we had a chance to sit down with one of the newest rejoinees of the Tortugas. That is 23-year-old right-hander Carson Rudd. Talk about his passion for golf, some of the adjustments he hopes to make during his tenure in Daytona Beach, his positive attitude, and much, much more. We'll also get you the starting lineups for Game 2. And then, of course, first pitch coming up in 30 minutes exactly at 7:20 Eastern Time. Hammerheads take Game 1, 4-3. Game 2 coming up in a half an hour. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Tortugas Baseball on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside the right-hander. That is Carson Rudd. Carson, been back in Daytona now for a couple of weeks. What's your experience been like back with the Tortugas?
Very hot and humid and lots of rain, but it's fun to be back. So,
well, how do you try and handle that and adapt with that as a pitcher? Obviously, the extra humidity and different weather factors can impact sort of how you grip the baseball and things like that. How do you find a way to counteract that?
I think the first week was a big adjustment, like conditioning wise, because even in bullpens and stuff I was definitely struggling, but I think it's just like just getting outside and getting more reps in the weather, and you just figure it out as you go, just trial and error.
You think having your experience a little bit in Daytona early last season may have helped sort of give you some ideas of what you could do to try and, you know, better grip the baseball and better have better stability throughout the course of the hot weather?
Yeah, I think it's still just an adjustment, just finding out how much of what you need. Like, rosin's been a big help when you're sweating like crazy, but it's still just finding out, like, because it's going to be different in game than it is everywhere else, so just finding that happy medium has been a little tough.
You've had your first two appearances here with Daytona. Both have gone pretty darn well. What have you been trying to work on since you've been back here in Daytona Beach, and what are some of the things you're looking to improve upon in your craft?
I think improve a little bit upon everything, but the biggest focus right now is curveball stuff, trying to get the feel and the shape back on that pitch and make it as good as possible. And other than that, just small tweaks and on other things, and yeah, that's about it.
What kind of things do you work on with Todd Naskadov and other folks in the organization on the pitching side of things in terms of trying to help develop and create that pitch design with that breaking ball?
Todd's been really helpful. He's helped with a lot of drills and stuff and just getting on the mound with the TrackMan. And it's really the only thing you can do is just get as many reps as possible off the mound and kind of get that feel and make some adjustments. It's easy to make pitch-to-pitch adjustments when you're on the TrackMan and stuff, and just get that instant feedback just really helps expedite that process.
A lot of really talented pitching minds in this organization, from, you know, the major league level all the way down here to the minor league level and rookie ball, Daytona, wherever. What's it been like for you the last couple of years working with the different pitching minds in this organization, helping you improve yourself on the hill?
I think it's interesting. I think it's good to get like a lot of different input, so asking a lot of different people questions always helps, and asking just other players questions when you're exposed to more players, you get a lot of different answers, so it's a really good opportunity to learn from each other, and I think that's been really helpful.
You've had a really interesting start to your professional career, of course, 2020, when you were signed by the Reds. The draft was cut because of the pandemic. Nothing about last year, your first pro season, was normal. Things have been a little bit more normal, emphasis on a little bit part over the course of the 2022 season, but what was it like for you coming into this year, actually having sort of a normal off season, having a normal spring training in terms of just getting ramped up and ready for the season?
It was my first like real season, I guess, off of like a regular off season, so that was good, and I ended up spending most of it with TJ Antone in Dallas, at his facility, which was always nice to get with somebody who kind of knows the ropes. And yeah, I think kind of since I missed a lot of time last year, it was like kind of a interesting spring training, was just throwing one inning at a time. So now building up and just making sure I stayed healthy through the first half is important. And now it's time to build up and see how far we can get, see how many pitches and innings we can get under the belt and go from there.
What was it like getting connected to TJ Antone? Obviously, he's had tremendous success at the major league level with the Reds when he's been healthy, obviously working himself back from injury right now. But where did that connection come from, and what was it like getting a chance to work out at his facility during the course of the summer, or during the winter, I should say?
I ended up moving to Dallas last year and just got connected through kind of Reds contacts. And, yeah, he was super happy to have me down there, and it was a good atmosphere, and it was fun to train with those guys. And I think it definitely helps. Like, they're obviously, he's super talented, and there's a lot of super talented guys that go there, and makes it a fun training atmosphere. It's close to home, and yeah, it was just a great experience.
Obviously, a wonderful opportunity to try and better yourself during the off season. Obviously, had some downtime as well over the course of last week during the All-Star break. What did you do during that downtime? Was there anything you did to try and, you know, get the batteries recharged before the start of, you know, this final push of the season?
Yeah, I went home to Dallas, hung out with my family, played golf, and still played catch and stuff, but just try to get away from the field as much as possible, just spend that time with family, and it was really nice, and now it's good to be back, so.
Yeah, that was one thing that you guys didn't have last year, was sort of a time to sort of get away and be with family and friends like that. What was it like for you getting a chance to get away from baseball in the middle of the season, spend some time with family and friends, and just sort of decompress?
I think it's important. It's just, it's a long season. So when it comes down to it, like spending every day at the field is, it gets monotonous, but obviously it's still fun going out there and competing. But the days in between kind of start to get longer, and going home and seeing the family, it kind of helps you like put it in perspective, and just, when you're away from it for a couple of days, you come back and you're excited to do it again. So I think that's a big help.
One of the other things that I've always noticed about you is you always seem to have a very positive attitude. You always seem to be smiling whenever you're around your teammates and around the ballpark. Where does that mindset come from, and how do you try and find ways to stay positive? Because as you said, you know, baseball's a grind. It's a long, arduous season, no matter where you are in the country, what level you're playing in. But it's always got to be a nice thing to be able to find that happy place and be able to enjoy the moment regardless of how tiring it can be.
Yeah, I think it's just important to have fun, and like it's easy to have fun when you're actually playing, but as a pitcher, when you're only throw once a week, like finding fun and doing everything else is and having fun with your teammates is kind of makes it a lot easier to get through like a lot of the long days, especially out here, a lot of rain delays and stuff like that. So I think just having fun, and if it's not fun, like I wouldn't be out here if I wasn't able to have fun, so it would make it a lot worse, and I think it just, at the end of the day, makes it, you know, a fun experience, which is how it should be.
One final question for you, Carson. I heard you talking about it with Cody White before we were coming out here to do the interview, talking about some golf. You a big golf player? You enjoy playing on the links?
I do. I do enjoy playing a lot.
What's it like getting a chance to play some golf during the season? I know they got a lot of fellow golf players on this on this roster, especially on the pitching staff. Is it fun getting a chance to sort of get away from baseball and hit the links with your teammates?
Yes, it's definitely a good way to decompress on like a Monday or something, and just get out in the sun and get outside and have fun. So,
Carson Rudd, outstanding pitcher, also a little bit of a scratch golfer as well. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right. Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admission ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at dustinsbarbecue.com.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com. Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for nine Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office and call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world. of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, 5 minutes or so away from the scheduled start time for game two of our doubleheader here today. A seven-inning nightcap is scheduled. And as both teams get ready, let's take a look at our game two starting lineups first for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their acting manager, Darryl Brinkley, with an assist from main skipper Googie Dawkins. Ashton Creel will lead off at center field. Jonathan Willems made the last out in game one. He'll bat second at second. Hayden Jones, the DH, bats third. Wilfred Astudillo, La Tortuguita, will clean up as the catcher. Michelle Triana at third base bats fifth. Yasiel Pino, first baseman in the sixth spot. Sebastian Almonte makes his first Tortugas start at shortstop. He'll bat seventh. Fidel Castro is the right fielder in the eighth spot, and Rafael Franco will bat ninth. In left field, right-hander Tanner Cooper will get the ball for Daytona in game two, 4-2, a 3.21 ERA. Let's take a look at the Hammerheads lineup, put together by their manager, Angel Espada. Edie Capé will lead off as the shortstop, drove in a run in game one. Javier Sanoja had the ultimate game-winning RBI in the opener. He'll bat second at second. Brady Allen, center fielder in the three spot. Zach Zubia cleans up at first base. Federico Polanco is the DH batting fifth. He returns to the Hammerheads. Carlos Santiago, third baseman, will bat sixth. Jorge Caballero, right fielder in the seventh spot. Cameron Barstad makes his first appearance in the series. He'll bat eighth behind the plate with Tanner Allen batting ninth. In left field, Justin Fall, the left-hander, 4-5, an ERA of 4, will get the ball for the Hammerheads here in game two. Of course, Major League Baseball trade deadline coming up in the next couple of days. We mentioned a report that the Padres deemed to be the front runners for Juan Soto, while Ken Rosenthal reporting that the Astros aggressive going after former Pirate and current member of the Nationals, first baseman Josh Bell. So we'll see what happens in the deadline and if any deals come on down during the course of these seven innings of game two. You will find out fast and first on the Tortugas Radio Network. We'll take a break when we come back. First pitch, Tortugas and Hammerheads, Reds and Marlins at Florida State League Baseball coming up. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Game two on tap here in Jupiter, Florida. Palm Beach County, Justin Paul warming up on the mound for the Hammerheads, and this is the Daytona lineup he'll face tonight, put together by acting skipper Darrell Brinkley. Ashton Creel leads off at center. Jonathan Williams at second base. Hitting third as the DH, Hayden Jones. Wilfred Astudillo will clean up behind the plate. Michelle Triana, third baseman, hits fifth. Yasiel Pino, first baseman in the sixth spot. Sebastian Almonte, shortstop in the seven hole, batting eighth in right field. Fidel Castro and Rafael Franco will bat ninth. He is the left fielder. Justin Fall, Jersey boy, like myself, 6'6", 250 pounds from Red Bank in South Jersey, 23 years old, 17th round pick of the Marlins last year out of Arizona State University. Fall making his 12th appearance and ninth start, 4-5, an ERA of 4, does have one save out of the bullpen. 59 hits in 54 innings, 13 walks, and 50 strikeouts. Fall was on the IL for a brief spell after his start in Daytona on June the 25th. Made his first appearance back off the IL against the Mets on Friday. Threw four shutout innings out of the bullpen, struck out five, en route to his first career save. Ashton Creel was in the on-deck circle when game one came to its close. He will lead off against Fall here in the nightcap. First pitch of the game across for a strike, and we are underway at 7:21 Eastern Time. A lefty's 0-1, and Creel takes inside. It is one ball and one strike. Creel has played in 11 games with Daytona this year. 8-4-36, three doubles, a triple, no homers, three RBIs as he takes down and in. It is two balls and one strike. Creel has played at Dayton, Daytona, and at AAA Louisville so far this summer. Hitting 200 with 13 extra base hits, two homers, 12 RBIs among all his stops, and he picks up a base hit in his first at-bat back with the Tortugas. Line drive in front of the left fielder, Tanner Allen. And Creel aboard with a leadoff single here to start the nightcap. 94 miles an hour off the bat on the line drive. Brings up the second baseman, Jonathan Williams. Williams pinch hit in the ninth inning. Grounded out to short for the final out of the opener. Williams coming into today overall between his three stops at high A, double A, and triple A. And the first pitch he sees, fisted in the air, left field, over to his left, long run to his right, the center fielder, Allen. And Brady Allen runs it down behind Tanner Allen for the first out of the ballgame. So Williams attacks the first pitch and flies out. And there is one away with one on for Hayden Jones. Drove in two of Daytona's three runs in the opener with a two-run home run to right. Hitting at 249 in 52 games, eight doubles, six homers, 23 RBIs. And the lefty's first pitch is popped in the air, third base side and out of play. It is 0-1. Defensive alignment behind Fall this evening, left to right in the outfield, Tanner Allen, Brady Allen, and Jorge Caballero. Third to first around the infield, Carlos Santiago, E.D. Capé, Javier Sinoha, and Zach Zubia, with Cameron Barstad doing the catching behind the plate. The 0-1, Jones takes high. It is one ball and one strike. Umpire and crew here in game two behind the plate. It is Chad Westlake. Robert Ginther III is on the bases. The 1-1, runner goes, pitch in the dirt, can't find the handle as Barstad, and Creel is safe at second with a stolen base. Count 2-1 on Jones. Creel, his third stolen base with Daytona this year, and his 14th overall. 2-1 on Jones. It was 2-for-4 in the opening game of this series. 2-1, And Jones gets hit on the hand. The ball bounced up the third base line. I don't know if they gave Jones first base. I don't think they did. Josh Hobson is out of the first base dugout, and Darryl Brinkley is alongside him ready to yell at the home plate umpire. But Chad Westlake says he's going to talk with the base umpire. Ginther the third. Jones walking side by side with Josh Hobson up the first base line. The last thing Daytona needs, another player getting hit. And I think they're going to tell Jones he has to go back to the plate. Darryl Brinkley arguing. Jones showing the home plate umpire where he got drilled. He's pointing at his elbow. And now the home plate umpire talking back to the third base dugout, and now he's going to award Hayden Jones first base. Brinkley would not let that argument die. And to his credit, he was right. As the call is overturned, they continue to look, I guess, over at the hands, maybe the wrist of Hayden Jones as well. Who knows if he'll continue on in this game. Looks like he'll stay in for the time being. As he walks with Hobson up the first base line. Daytona has Jones as the DH here in the nightcap. So they can essentially replace him with whoever they would like if he is unable to continue. Daytona with one of their other two catchers on the roster at the plate in the form of Wilfred Astudillo. Switch hitter will bat right-handed. Did not play in the opening game. And the first pitch from Fall misses high for ball one. Astudillo hitting .248 in 34 games, 7 doubles, no homers, 13 RBIs. Was 2-for-4 on Saturday against the Cardinals, the 1-0. And Fall fires a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Astudillo playing well as of late. 5-game on base streak, hitting .357 in that span. 1-1. That breaking ball inside with the slider. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona with 2 on and 1 out in the top of the first inning. 2-1. And Astudillo, a line drive right field, waiting on it. Now holding up to make the catch is Caballero for the second out. Screaming line drive off the lumber of Astudillo. The old school Adam ball, and Caballero able to read it well enough for the second out. Brings up Michelle Triana. Triana was hitless in game one, 0-for-4 with a strikeout. Average down to .208 on the year, 53 for .255. 19 extra base hits, 6 homers, 32 RBIs. Runner breaks to third. The throw down, not in time. Staying put at first base was Jones, was not tailing on the play. Ashton Creel with his second stolen base. It was a called strike to Triana. Creel with his 15th swipe overall this season. So Daytona with runners at the corners and 2 out. And an 0-1 count on the third baseman, Triana. Lefty from the first base side sets by the belt, the 0-1 outside. It is 1 ball and 1 strike. ABS challenge system in effect here in game 2. Manual umpiring, each team with 3 challenges to the automated zone. 1-1, Triana pops it off the handle. Back into the seats. Up by the scouts, it is 1 ball and 2 strikes. This will be the 17th pitch for Fall here in the first inning. Daytona tries to grab an early lead. 1-2. And Triana able to snare a piece. remains in there with a one ball and two strike count. Fall, fastball, slider, changeup. Run the left-hand side. 1-2. That one buried in the dirt. Sliding block by Barstad to his left. It's two balls and two strikes. Fall, originally drafted by the Kansas City Royals, was a 34th round pick at Kansas City in 2019 out of Brookdale Community College in Lincroft, New Jersey, before moving on to Arizona State for the next 2 years, as Triana bouncing ball wide of first remains at 2-2. Struggled with his control in that abbreviated 2020 season at Arizona State, taken after last year's college season. Started the year in the bullpen at Arizona State, finished in the rotation. Another 2-2. Triana off the hands to short. To his right and in is Capé. Throws on the move in time. And Daytona strands a pair in the first. No runs, a hit, two left on the walk at the end of a half an inning. Daytona nothing and Jupiter coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tanner Cooper warming up on the mound. This the Jupiter lineup he'll face tonight. Edie Capé, Javier Sanoja, Brady Allen, the top third of the order. Zach Zubia, Federico Polanco, Carlos Santiago, the heart, with Jorge Caballero, Cameron Barstad, and Tanner Allen making up 7, 8, and 9. Tanner Cooper getting the ball for Daytona here in game 2, 6-2. 217 pounds, 22 years old, from Farmington, New York. Reds' 35th round pick out of Finger Lakes Community College. Back in 2019, 18th appearance, his team high tying 12th start. 4-2, a 3.21 ERA, does have one save. Capé to lead off, and the first pitch fouled into the glove of the catcher, Astudillo. It is 0-1. Capé was 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI in game one, as that breaking ball slips up and in. It is 1-1. Capé 8-4, his first 15 in four games, with a double and two RBIs. The 1-1 popped in the air, right-hand side in the seats. It is 1-2. Cooper, 64 hits allowed in 70 innings, 15 walks, 69 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch, and Capé reaches and pops it up. In the infield, Willems calling off the first baseman, Pino, and a lip onto the infield grass makes the play for the first out. One away, brings up the second baseman, Javier Sanoja. Sanoja, 0-4-3, did have a sac fly in game one. Sanoja hitting at a .183 in Jupiter, 23-4-1-26. Two doubles, a homer, 12 RBIs, lays a bunt down, but fouls it back behind the plate. It is 0-1. Defensive alignment behind Cooper. Left to right in the outfield, Rafael Franco, Ashton Creel, and Fidel Castro. Third to first around the infield, Michel Triana, Sebastian Almonte, Jonathan Willems, and Yasiel Pino, with Wilfred Astudillo doing the catching behind the plate. The 0-1. A little bit below the knees. It is 1-1. Cooper, no decision in his last start against the Cardinals on Friday. 3 runs on 4 hits in 4 innings, struck out 3. As Sanoha fouls it into the right field seats, it's 1-2. Cooper, 52 pitches, 39 strikes on Friday against the Mets. Rather, against the Cardinals, the 1-2. This one on the ground in the hole, it's short. Past the diving glove of Almonte to his right, a base hit. Javier Sanoha with his first hit of the series. And Jupiter has the game's first, rather, as their first base runner of the game. One on and one out for Brady Allen. Allen, 1-4-4, struck out twice in the opening game. Hitting 240 in 81 contests, 22 extra base hits. Team high, 8 homers, 43 ribbies. As Cooper fires a fastball strike at 90, it's 0-1. Cooper, you look back to his last start of May, back on May the 25th. 10 appearances, 7 starts since then, a sub-3 ERA in that time. There's a pop-up, foul ground, first base side. Pino on the warning track by the Daytona bench. But this one, a row back behind the dugout. It is quickly 0-2. Cooper, since May the 25th, second in the Florida State League in ERA and WHIP. 2.72 ERA, a .98 WHIP. Only Palm Beach's Inoan Paniagua has better numbers, and he was transferred to High A Peoria yesterday. Cooper from the set, the 0-2. Breaking ball misses outside. It is 1-2. Cooper, also third in batting average against. And tied for 5th in innings pitched in that span as well. 1-2. This one driven in the air, left field, back into his left to the warning track. Franco, and this one off the wall. Franco picks it up off the fence, rounding third, heading to the plate. Sanoha, here comes the relay throw by Almonte, not in time. Throw by Astudillo back to second. Won't be in time there either. RBI double for Brady Allen, his 13th two-bagger, his team-leading 44th RBI. And the Hammerheads have a 1-0 first inning lead. 106 miles an hour off the left field wall. Ballpark just barely big enough to hold it. 387 feet. And for the first time in this series, Jupiter has scored first. So a single and a double put the Hammerheads in front as a breaking ball to Zach Zubia slips high. It's 1-0. Zubia, 1-4-3 with a walk and a run scored in the lid lifter. Hitting 231 in 78 games. The 1-0, and Zubia lifts one to right center field. Over to his right is Castro, and the sunshine will make the catch. Tagging from second, Allen. The throw by Castro cut off by Willems behind second. So Zubia flies out to right but moves the runner over to third with two out for Federico Polanco. Polanco back in Jupiter. This is 8th game, hitting 280, 7-4-25, 2 doubles, a homer, and 3 RBIs. Polanco started the year with High A Beloit. He's also played 4 games in the Complex League. Was just 2-for-45 at the High A level. Appeal over to second. About Allen leaving early, he did not. Says Gunther the third. So Polanco will dig in. And from the left-hand side, he'll take a strike. It's 0-1. Polanco played all of last year with Jupiter, hit 236. It's 78 games, 2 homers, 25 batted in. He takes outside, it's 1-1. Man at third, 2 out. Jupiter a run in the first. They have a 1-0 lead. 1-1. In the dirt, down and away. Nice block with the glove by Astudillo. Holds Allen where he is at third base. 2-1. Mm-hmm. Polanco rejoining Jupiter back on July the 12th. Was 1-for-8 in that St. Lucie series. The 2-1. Up and away, ball three. Carlos Santiago waiting on deck for Jupiter. Third baseman Triana off the line. And playing back the 3-1. And Polanco takes a called strike. And the Hammerheads are going to challenge. And it is a ball. So Polanco wins the challenge and works himself a two-out walk. Polanco was running down to first base. He took literally everything off, including his helmet. He was walking down to first without his helmet. About a quarter of the way there, realized he forgot something and had to turn around and go back. So Cooper charged with his first walk, and the inning continues for Santiago. Batting left-handed, and he's out in front of the slider. It is 0-1. Santiago joined Jupiter back on June the 28th. 0-for-3 in game one with a walk. As Santiago offers that one down by his shins. Fouls it away, it's 0-2. Santiago, a 15-game on-base streak, had a four-game hitting streak snapped in the opener. The 0-2 runner goes, pitch in the dirt, throw down by Astudillo. The tag is short by Almonte in time. Great tag by Almonte. Looked like the throw was going to be a little bit late, but a great throw by La Tortuguita, a great tag by Almonte. And Polanco caught stealing 2-6. To end the inning, but the Hammerheads a run on two hits and one left after one. 1-0 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music, pregame, and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. One nothing Jupiter as we move to the top of the second inning here in this seven-inning ball game. Fans need to get your group to their big event. Then ride with our friends at Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Asel Pino, righty batter, will lead off against the lefty here in the second and takes a called strike. Pino in the opener 0-for-3 with a walk. Hitting at 250 in 20 games with Daytona. Three doubles, a triple. A homer, five RBIs as time is called. Jupiter wearing the home whites here in game two. Hammerheads arched across the chest in black. Black numerals on the back with an orange border as Pino lunges and sends this one into the first base seats. It is 0-2. Orange piping around the collar down the front of that white jersey. The 0-2. And Pino sends it to the screen. Stay alive. White pants for fall all the way down to his ankles. Orange piping along the side of them. White and black Nike cleats buried into the ballpark mound. The 0-2. outside. Tried a backdoor slider. It's 1-2. Black cap, black bill. Silver J Fishhook logo on the front. Hand me the hammerhead to the right, the 1-2. Pino thought about it, but lays off the slider up. Two balls and two strikes. Pino, Almonte, and Castro. 6-7 and 8-2 up for Daytona. Here is Falls 2-2. And Pino, a line drive left field. Back in to his left is Tanner Allen. Has to have a little bunny hop at the tail end. But he'll make the catch for the first out of the second inning. So Pino retired. Brings up Sebastian Almonte. Was 0 for 3 with a strikeout. Replacing Austin Callahan in game one. Almonte, 8-4-61 in Daytona in 19 games. Two doubles, a triple, three RBIs. And the righty swinging shortstop takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Almonte was struggling with the bat prior to rejoining Daytona. It's 0-4 his last 17 in his last 10 games. As there is a strike inside half. It's 0-2. Almonte, 22 years old from the Dominican. Lefty sets the 0-2 pitch. And he chases the slider for strike three. Off the plate, picked up by Barstad. Throws on to first to complete the strikeout. First punch out tonight for the tall lefty Fall. Two out in the second for Fidel Castro. Castro, 1-4-3 with a strikeout in game one. Hitting at 223 on the year in 33 games. Two doubles, four homers, nine RBIs. And he takes the slider low for ball one. Still nothing but blue skies overhead. Sun has firmly nestled itself behind the overhangs along the third base way. Nothing but shadows covering the diamond now. As Castro can't get his hands up on the 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 1-1. Lights beginning to flicker on here in Jupiter. No effect yet, the 1-1, and Castro a laser beam on top of Jupiter's dugout. It's 1-2. Right now here in Jupiter, 86 degrees, real feel at 93. 1-2 pitch, Castro lays off the bender. It is 2-2. Base is empty, two out. Top of the second, Jupiter a 1-0 lead. Fall angles his toes towards the first base dugout. Now his 2-2 to Castro. And Fidel fouls it off, just barely grabbing a piece off the end of the bat. It is still 2-2. American flag out in right, blowing ever so slightly in. 8 mile per hour wind gusts to the east-southeast. Fall's 2-2 pitch. On the outside corner, got him looking. Castro going to challenge. Jupiter leaving the field, and it is indeed a strike. And Daytona has lost their first challenge. They'll have two remaining over the final 5.5 frames. 1-2-3 goes Daytona in the second. At the end of 1.5, Jupiter a 1-0 lead.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the second inning, Tanner Cooper back to work. 6-7 and 8-2 up for the Hammerheads. Santiago had a 1-2 count when Polanco was caught stealing to end the first, and he swings through the first pitch of the second. Fastball up, it is 0-1. Santiago, Caballero, and Barstad. 3-2 up for the Marlins affiliate in the inning as Santiago takes down an in. It is 1-1. Daytona wearing the dark green alternates here in game two. Santiago laces one down the left field line, back into his right. Franco to the warning track, and that one a foul ball just to the left of the fair foul pole. And it's one ball and two strikes. Green uniforms for Daytona. Tortugas arched across the chest in white. White numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Gray pants for Coop. All the way down to his ankles. Santiago receives the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball grounded up the first baseline. Foul. Gray pants for Cooper down to his ankles. Silver and white. Nike cleats in the stadium mound. The 1-2 pitch. Santiago gets his hands up. Flies one to left center field. Back into his right. Creel now coming in. Will make the catch for the first out. One away. Now the right fielder, Jorge Caballero. Caballero 1-for-3, scored a run in the opener, hitting at .277 in 61 games. 10 extra base hits, 3 homers, 17 batted in. As Cooper snaps a breaking ball for a strike, it's 0-1. Righty offers, and this one off the hands. Towards the first base dugout, 0-2. Green cap, green bill for Daytona in game two. White block D logo on the front. The 0-2, up and in. Brushing Caballero back, it's a ball at two strikes. Base is empty, one out in the second. Righty fires, this one on the ground a second. Willems to his left. Fields and fires from the back of the infield dirt, two away. Now the catcher, Cameron Barstad. First appearance for him in this series, hitting .206, 38 contests, 27 for 131, 12 doubles, a homer, and 9 RBIs. Lefty with an open stance, and he attacks the first pitch out in front of the changeup. It is 0-1. Series will continue tomorrow, 6:30. Scheduled first pitch, a 9-inning game, the 0-1. This one, couple bounces to first. Pino able to knock it down and make the play himself to the bag to complete a 1-2-3. Bottom of the second inning, Cooper needed just 11 pitches to retire Jupiter after two. Hammerheads a 1-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third inning, Jupiter a 1-0 lead here in Game 2. This is a 7-inning contest. As we said, series continues tomorrow night, 6:30. First pitch here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Jake Walters, the right-hander, expected to get the ball for the Hammerheads. 1-0, a 2.87 ERA. Not entirely certain with all the roster moves who will get the ball for Daytona. Will likely be either Carson Rudd or Ryan Cardona, but to be determined. Rafael Franco, then the top of the order, due up for Daytona in the inning. Franco shows bunt, pulls back, and takes low for ball one. Franco in game one was 0-2 with a walk, scored a run in the seventh. On a wild pitch, the 1-0. Franco swings through a fastball at 92. It's 1-1. Franco in Daytona, 3-4-30 with a homer and two RBIs. 1-1. This one punched to the screen. It is 1-2. Give you an updated look at the Florida State League scoreboard here in this third inning. Nearing the top of the 8 o'clock hour. 1-2 pitch outside. It is 2-2. Dunedin and Clearwater playing a doubleheader today out at BayCare Ballpark on the West Coast. 2-2. Franco, a line drive caught right before it bounces off the dirt on the forehand by the first baseman, Zach Zubia. So Franco retired on the soft line drive. One out in the inning brings up the center fielder, Ashton Creel. As Daytona's only base hit in this one, lined a single to left. Stole a couple bases, was stranded at third in the opening inning. Righty batter against the lefty pitcher. Fall from the windup, first toss, and Creel early on the slide piece. It's 0-1. Dunedin taking game one, 4-3. Angel Del Rosario, Will Robertson, each with their first home runs of the year. The 0-1. Creel takes up and away. It's 1-1. Game two. In the bottom of the fourth inning right now, Dunedin a 3-0 lead. 1-1, Creel off the end of the bat to short. To his left, Capé, and he'll make the play on Azubia for the second out. So two quick outs here in the third inning. Fall has now retired 7 in a row. Brings up the second baseman, Jonathan Willems. Flied out to center his first time, 0-1. Connor Cook against Gabriel Cotto. In game two out in Clearwater. Lefty's first pitch, and Willems a bouncer back to the mound. Fielded by Fall on a backhand, jogs to first. Underhand flip to Zubia at the bag. And 1-2-3 goes Daytona in the third on just 9 pitches at the end of 2.5. Jupiter is still a 1-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Tanner Cooper back to the mound as we move to the bottom of the third inning. Hammerheads a 1-0 lead, 9-1 and 2. Two up for the Marlins affiliate on this increasingly cool Thursday night. Although that may be just the high capacity air conditioner here in this Roger Dean and Chevrolet Stadium press box. Humid, real feel of 93 outside. I'm wearing a sweatshirt inside. That's how cold it is in this booth. As Tanner Allen fouls it up the first baseline by an inch or two. Count 0-1. Allen will lead off for Jupiter here in the third inning. Was 0-2. Did get hit by a pitch. The base is loaded for an RBI in the opener. 5-for-28 in 9 games with the club as this one saucered into center field. Backing up on it is Creel. And a few steps still on the outfield grass before the warning track. Makes the play, one out. Leadoff man retired. Brings up Edie Capé. Popped up to the second baseman. His first time 0-for-1 here in game two. Capé. 7-game hitting streak dating back to the Complex League as he takes a curveball strike. It's 0-1. Number 22 prospect by Baseball America in the Marlins system. Number 12 by MLB.com. And number 8 according to Fangraphs. A lot of talented middle infielders in the Marlins organization as Capé with another pop-up. This one in a right center field. Who's calling for it? Fidel Castro waving off Creel. And over his left shoulder makes the running grab for the second out. Two away for Javier Sanoja, singled and scored back in the first. Sanoja, since rejoining Jupiter, 8-for-28 at the plate. Much better than his numbers early on before he went to the FCL. Is that low for ball one? Sanoja. He's hitting 318 in the Complex League. Is this one driven in the air to left? Back goes Franco to the warning track. And all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Javier Sanoja had no home runs in his first 103 plate appearances with the Hammerheads this year. Since he's come back, he's banged two in 31 trips to the plate. Second home run of the year, Sanoja has driven in two of Jupiter's three runs scored here today. And the Hammerheads have a 2-0 third inning lead. So now it is Brady Allen who takes outside for ball one. Doubled home a run his last time. And that breaking ball in the dirt, it's 2-0. 98 miles an hour off the bat on the home run. Did not register a projected distance. Cooper from the first base side, the 2-0 outside. And it is 3 balls and no strikes with Zach Zubia, the first baseman, on deck. That one low for ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Brady Allen after the home run. Brings up the first baseman, Zach Zubia. Zubia flied out to right. Back in the opening inning, he is 0 for 1. Jupiter with one on, one in, and two out in the third. They have a 2-0 lead. And the first pitch, fastball. Outside corner at 88, it's 0-1. Zubia had a real nice series in Daytona back in late June. Had a home run and drove in six runs. Long set from Cooper, the 0-1. Breaking ball misses high. It is one ball and one strike. Zubia, two sports star in his high school days. Also played quarterback at high school in Texas. Had an interesting start to his college career. 1-1. This one hit in the air to left. Racing towards the line. Franco, he won't get there. He'll have to play it on a bounce. On his way to third, Allen. Throw comes in to third. Triana's throw to second, not in time. Zubia will take second on the throw to third. And the Hammerheads now with second and third and two out for Federico Polanco. Well, Zubia had just one hit in his last six games. Entering this series, has a base hit in each of the first two. In this set, as Todd Naskadov out of the first base dugout to have a conversation with the right-hander Cooper. Jupiter, all their damage in this inning with two outs. The home run by Sanoha, a four-pitch walk, and then the base hit to left by Zach Zubia. Wow, they gave Zubia a double on that. Certainly looked like Zubia took second on the throw to third. But Zubia will be credited with his 14th double of the year. And the Hammerheads with second and third and two out. Naskadov back to the first base dugout. Federico Polanco walked in, was caught stealing in the first. Left-handed batter. And the first pitch from Tanner. This is inside with a snapdragon. It's 1-0. Polanco, second year in the Marlins organization. Acquired from the Mets in exchange for Jordan Yamamoto last February. Is that outside for ball two? Carlos Santiago, the third baseman, waiting on deck. And Polanco spanks one in the air to center. Back into his right is Creel on the warning track. Runs it down in front of the Cleveland Clinic sign just underneath the video board in left center field. Hit it a long way out to left center, 396 feet, but not deep enough to get it out of here as Creel runs it down for the final out. Hammerhead score a run on two hits and leaf two after three. 2-0 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Caden Jones will lead off for Daytona in the top of the fourth. They trail 2-0. Jones, Astudillo, Triana. 3-2 up in the frame. Tortugas, no runs, one hit, no errors. They have left two here in game two. Jupiter, two runs, four hits, no errors. They have left three. Jones was hit by a pitch back in the first, stays in and takes a strike. It is 0-1. Continuing that look around the FS cell here on this Thursday. Never finished that for you last inning as Jones takes inside. It's 1-1, a challenge by Jupiter. And it is overturned to a strike. So the Hammerheads are 2-for-2 on their challenges today. Still have all three at their disposal. The 0-2. This one a foul ball. Up the right field line, it remains 0-2. Top of the sixth in St. Lucie. Cardinals and Mets in a slugfest. Palm Beach an 8-7 lead in the bottom of the sixth now. Long pause from Fall, now the 0-2. And Jones flares one in the left. Back a few steps is Tanner Allen, but he'll reach up above that black cap for the first out. One away. Make that nine in a row, retired by Fall. Sends up the switch hitting catcher, Wilford Astudillo. Lined out to right his last time, 0-for-1. But Adanson Cruz has homered for the first time since the first couple weeks of the season. A two-run shot for the Cardinals, his third of the year. Lefty's first pitch, and Astudillo from the right-hand side out in front. It is 0-1. Fernando Villalobos says it is a solo shot for the Mets, his third. Tanner Murphy, solo home run, his first. William Lugo has homered for the third straight day, his eighth. This one on the hole to short. Backhanded there by Capé. High throw. Reeled in by the tall first baseman, Zubia. There are two out. It's where it benefits to have a 6'4" first baseman in the form of Zubia. Two out in the fourth for Michelle Triana. Grounded out to short, 0-for-1 here in game two. Cardinals an 8-7 lead in that one as Triana taps one on the ground a second. To Anita, field it is Sanoha from the back of the infield dirt. Throws on to first, and Daytona goes in order for the third straight inning. Fall has needed just 16 pitches to get the last six outs. 11 in a row retired by the lefty to the bottom of the fourth. Jupiter a 2-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Tanner Cooper back to the mound, bottom of the fourth inning. Carlos Santiago looks at a strike. It is 0-1. Hammerheads a 2-0 lead. That one outside, it's 1-1. Santiago, Caballero, Barstead. 3-2 up here in the fourth. Quarter past eight, the 1-1. Hit in the air to left center field. Long run back into his left. Franco slowing down onto the warning track. Makes the over-the-shoulder grab for the first out. Nicely played by Franco in left center. One away in the fourth for Jorge Caballero. Rounded out to second, his first time 0-for-1. Wrapping up that look around the FSL tonight, Bradenton hosting Lakeland. That game in the bottom of the fifth as that curveball hits the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Bradenton a 7-3 lead over the Flying Tigers. Is that one? Check swing, did he go? No, he did not. It's 1-1. Lakeland getting a home run from Frank Veliz. Solo shot is first. There's a strike. Fastball up and away at 88. It's 1-2. Both teams into their bullpens out at Lee Cobb Park. Two-strike pitch. This one reached four and grounded on to the hold between first and second. Willems to his left. Makes the play on to Pino for the second out. Couple ground balls to second from Caballero tonight. Two down. Sends up the catcher, Cameron Barstad. Rounded out to first, his first time 0-for-1. Only other game going on right now is in Fort Myers. Tampa a 2-0 lead in the top of the sixth. As that Uncle Charlie misses down and in 1-0. Five shutout innings for Sean Herman in his Tampa debut. Mighty Muscles into their bullpen as Barstad fouls it up the first baseline. It's 1-1. Get you a look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard in the top of the fifth. 1-1. Fastball high, 2-1. Bunch of things to update you on there, including the first double-A home run for a Tortuga legend. 2-1. Lifted into center field, waiting on it, drifting to his right, Creel. And he'll make the catch chest high to close out a 1-2-3. Bottom of the fourth inning. Hit it well, but right at the center fielder. Cooper retires the side on 11 pitches. Second 1-2-3 inning of the night for Coop after four. 2-0 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Little John. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Justin Fall back out for the fifth inning. He has retired 11 straight hitters dating back to the first inning. Last base runner, a hit by pitch of Hayden Jones. Yasiel Pino, Sebastian Almonte, Fidel Castro 6, 7, and 8, 2 up in the fifth. Pino lined out to left his first time. He is 0 for 1. Lefty's first pitch, and Pino a big bouncing ball to third. Backing up on it is Santiago. Backhand throw to first in time. One pitch, one out here in the fifth inning. Make that 12 straight. Retired by the Jersey-born southpaw. One away for Sebastian Almonte. Struck out his first time, 0 for 1. Take a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard. Daytona's bullpen up and working down the right field line. That is Luis May. As that one clips the outside half, it is 0-1. Reds fell to the Marlins this afternoon, 7-6. The 0-1. And Almonte off the end of the bat into center field. Sliding to his right, Brady Allen. And over his right shoulder makes the play for the second out. Two away for Fidel Castro. Struck out looking his first time. Marlins scored three in the ninth to win it. Jesus Aguilar, a two-run homer, is 12th. Jesus Sanchez, solo blast in the ninth to tie it, is 12th. Tyler Naquin, a solo home run for the Reds, his seventh of the year. Lefty's first pitch to the left-handed swinging Castro, a strike. At 92, inside corner, it's 0-1. Jonathan India, Nick Senzel, Mark Colesberry, the Daytona alums in the lineup. Stuart Fairchild came on as a pinch hitter. The 0-1, and Castro early on the slider, 0-2. J.J. Blade, former Hammerhead in the Marlins lineup. The 0-2. Sweeps down and away, sliding stop by Barstad. It's a ball and two strikes. Bases empty, two out. Top of the fifth, Jupiter a 2-0 lead. Of course, Daniel Castano leaving that game after taking a 104-mile-an-hour liner off his head. But thankfully, the initial CT scan came back normal. This is soft ground ball to second. Easy play for Sanoha on to first. And make that 14 straight, retired by Justin Fall. He has needed just 23 pitches to retire Daytona in order the last three innings. Has not thrown more than 10 pitches in a frame since the second. 4.5 complete. Jupiter a 2-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Call to the bullpen for Daytona as he moved to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is the right-hander Luis May, who has come on in support of Tanner Cooper. May, 6'3", 219 pounds, turned 21 last month from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Tanner Allen, Edie Capé, Javier Sanoha, 9-1 and 2, due up for Jupiter in the fifth. As May's first pitch slider taken for a strike, it's 0-1. Allen flied out to center his first time. He is 0-1. Now one low. And it's one ball and one strike. May making his team-leading 27th appearance of the year. 4-1, a 6.75 ERA with a save. As Talon, Tanner Allen just combined the first letter of his name and his last name. Sends that one off the netting beyond the Hammerhead third base dugout. It's 1-2. May, 35 hits allowed in 29 in a third innings, 20 walks, 39 strikeouts. Says that one on the outside corner, strike three call. Jupiter going to challenge, and the call on the field will stand. So, Jupiter now 2-for-3 on challenges today. Both teams with two remaining in this one. Now it is Edie Capé has popped up twice, and May spikes the fastball in the dirt at 99. It is 1-0. Luis pitching for the first time since last weekend against the Cardinals. May threw two innings, gave up three runs on three hits, walked two, tied a career high with four strikeouts. As Capé swings through a fastball down at 97, it's 1-1. Get you the final line for Tanner Cooper after this pitch. Strike inside half. Cut fastball, it's 1-2. Cooper, four innings, gives up two runs on four hits. Two walks, did not record a strikeout as this one tapped towards third. Tough play for Triana, throws on the move. Not in time, Capé beats it out. Infield base hit for Edie Capé. He extends his hitting streak. He's now picked up a base hit in eight in a row. One on, one out for Javier Sanoja has singled and homered here in game two, has scored both of Jupiter's runs. Cooper leaving the pitcher of record on the losing side, did give up that home run to Sanoja. 61 pitches, 37 strikes. Righty's first toss. And Sanoja takes outside at 98. It's 1-0. Jupiter, despite fall, throwing five shutout innings, has action in their right field bullpen. Righty up and throwing that looks to be Larbert Arias. Slider too far inside. And the count moves to 2-0. Wrapping up that look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard, AAA Louisville at home against the Columbus Clippers. Guardians affiliate, they trail 6-0 going to the bottom of the fifth inning. The 2-0, and this one fisted towards center field and down another base hit. Sanoja 3-for-3, breaking for third. Capé, the throw gets away from Triana and up the left field line. Capé will score. Sanoja on his way to third, and he's going to slide in feet first safely. It'll be a base hit for Sanoja. And a throwing error from the outfield that allows Jupiter to take a 3-0 lead. Just a little flare into center. Capé pushing the envelope on Creel's strong arm in center. But the ball got away up the line. And Sanoja able to get all the way to third base with Capé scoring easily once the ball got away from Triana. Imagine it'll be an error on Creel. So a man at third, one in, one out. Infield in as Brady Allen hits one off the end of the bat into right. Castro couldn't find it at first. Now shades to his right to make the catch. Tagging from third is Sanoja. Throw into second. It is a sack fly for Brady Allen. His 44th RBI of the year, and Jupiter takes a 4-0 lead. So bases are empty with two out for Zach Zubia. Doubled and fly to right tonight, 1-for-2. A Louisville trailing 6-0, a tough start for Justin Dunn. Gave up six runs in three innings. Albert Almora Jr. with Louisville on a rehab assignment, 1-for-2 as the DH. Former Daytona Cub as Ubia takes a strike. Jose Barrero, Aristides Aquino, Alejo Lopez, Chris Oki, Lorenzo Cedrola, the other alums in the lineup. As Ubia takes a fastball strike, it's 0-2. Jake Fraley also there on rehab for the Bats. May sets at the belt, the 0-2. That one low, lost his hat on the pitch. It's a ball and two strikes. Double A Chattanooga, bottom of the fourth inning at home against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Angels Farm Club, lookouts a 2-0 lead. Alex McGarry, a solo home run, is 13th in Double A, is 24th of the year. As Zubia takes in the dirt, 2-2. And how about Ellie De La Cruz, his 21st home run of the season, his first at Double A, and reports are it was a majestic and towering blast. The 2-2 fouled off to our right, off the facing of the upper deck. It is 2-2. Ivan Johnson, Alex McGarry, Ellie De La Cruz in the Double A lineup. Ricky Salinas making the start. Two in for Jupiter. They have a 4-0 lead. The 2-2 pitch got him swinging. 98-mile-an-hour fastball away. And the side retired in the fifth. But the Hammerheads pick up two more runs on two hits and error. And nobody left at the end of five. 4-0 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music, pregame, and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Larbert Arias on for Jupiter as he moved to the top of the sixth inning. Hammerheads a 4-0 lead. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines, a family-owned company, has been providing organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation. Since 1983, reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T. Buslines.com. Wendell Marrero has grabbed a bat. He will pinch hit for Rafael Franco here to start the top of the sixth inning. Lefty batter against the new righty arm Arias, and Marrero fouls it straight back. It is 0-1. Arias standing at 6'1", 223 pounds, 21 years old from Maracay, Venezuela. Acquired by the Marlins, former Padres farmhand last year, as Marrero takes in the dirt. It is 1-1. Marrero rejoining Daytona from the Complex League earlier today. Played 22 games in the ACL, was hitting .250 with a .901 OPS. This one bangs off the top of the netting and into the seats, 1-2. Marrero, four doubles, a triple, two homers, 11 RBIs. Played 65 games with Daytona last year. 1-2, And Marrero, a foul ball into the third base seats. It stays at a ball and two strikes. Marrero last year at 203 had a 644 OPS. 14 extra base hits, 5 homers, 17 batted in. Back in Daytona now here in late July. The righty deals, and this one another foul ball to the screen. Arias, his 20th appearance of the year, 3-0, a 3.63 ERA. 26 hits in 34 and two-thirds innings. Another 1-2. And he got Marrero to chase the breaking ball for strike three. Down and in. And make that 15 straight retired by Jupiter Pitching here tonight. One away in the sixth for Ashton Creel. Creel has Daytona's only hit here in game two. 1-4-2 with a single and a couple stolen bags. Grounded out to short. Last trip in the third. Righty-righty matchup, and Arias misses low for ball one. Arias, 26 hits allowed in 34 and two-thirds innings. 16 walks, 41 strikeouts. Righty is 1-0, and Creel takes inside for ball two. Arias pitching for the first time since the All-Star break. Last pitched on Friday, July the 15th. As that one sails to the backstop up and away, 3-0. Gave up two runs in an inning and two-thirds in Bradenton. Final line for Jupiter starter Justin Fall. 5 shutout innings, 1 hit. No walks, 2 strikeouts. Did hit a batter, 58 pitches, 41 strikes. Leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side. The 3-0 taken for a strike. Creel going to challenge the call. And the call is overturned. So Creel knew the zone. Daytona wins the challenge. They will maintain 2 left. As we go to the top of the sixth. Sends up the second baseman, Jonathan Willems. Willems has fly to center, grounded out to the pitcher here in his first Tortuga start. Righty against righty. And Willems attacks the first pitch and squibs it foul. Up along the third base line, it's 0-1. Willems, former top 30 prospect in the Red system. Ranked number 29 by Baseball America, entering 2019. Creel leads off of first, the 0-1. And Willems swings through the breaking ball. Slider from Arias. It is a ball, or rather no balls, and two strikes. By the way, did go back and watch the Ellie De La Cruz home run. That one cleared the stadium out there at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. This one a pop fly. Left center field. Out is the shortstop, Capé, called off by Brady Allen. And he'll make the catch for the second out. Two away in the sixth. Sends up Peyton Jones, 0-1. Flied out to left his last time. Has also been hit by a pitch. High A Dayton at top, or rather now bottom of the sixth inning in West Michigan. They lead the Whitecaps Tigers affiliate 8-6. Had a 7-run third inning. Brian Ray at a 3-run home run, his first of the year. Matt Nelson hit a 2-run shot, his 7th. Quinn Cotton a solo blast, his 2nd. As Jones early on the back foot slider, it's 0-1. All 3 of those home runs coming in the third inning. Austin Hendrick, Tyler Callahan, Jose Torres, Michael Troutwine joining Ray in the lineup as Jones takes up and away. It's 1-1. One on, two out, top of the sixth. Jupiter a 4-0 lead. Hammerheads took the opener. Suspended game from Tuesday, 4-3. The 1-1. Jones gets it off the handle. It is 1-2. Other two games in the Reds minor league system today were postponed. DSL Reds at the Diamondbacks Red were postponed due to COVID. And the ACL Reds game at the Brewers Gold was postponed due to rain. As Jones strikes out on the backdoor slider. Got him looking. Arias throws him on the pitch away. And Arias picks up a couple of strikeouts to close out a scoreless sixth inning. No runs, no hits. One left on the walk after five and a half. Still a 4-0 Jupiter lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Luis May out for his second inning of relief as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. 5-6 and 7 due up for Jupiter. Federico Polanco to lead off. Tries to hold up on the slider in. But cannot do so. It is 0-1. Wendell Marrero has stayed in the game in left field for Daytona. As Polanco, another swing and a miss. And the count 0-2. Polanco has walked and flied out. Righty's 0-2. And Polanco sends this one out of play to the left. It remains at no balls and two strikes. By the way, we have an update on that Ellie De La Cruz home run. According to TrackMan, per the Chattanooga Twitter account, Ellie De La Cruz's first double-A home run at AT&T Field. The 0-2 pitch up and away, 1-2. Ellie's home run traveling a estimated 512 feet. Welcome to Double A, Electric Ellie. 1-2. Back foot breaking ball did not go on appeal. It is 2-2. Hammerheads a 4-0 lead. Second game of this now five-game series. The 2-2 pitch. This one a laser left side, and that one will stay fair down the left field line and off that sidewall. Ricochets back into fair territory. Marrero fires in, and Federico Polanco is at second with a leadoff double. So Polanco has his third two-bagger back in a Jupiter uniform. One on with nobody out for Carlos Santiago. Flied out to left, flied out to center here in game two. Tall switch hitter batting from the left-hand side. May a look towards second, and that fastball high at 97. It's 1-0. Santiago, acquired by the Marlins in the offseason, was a minor league Rule 5 selection from the Dodgers organization. 1-0. This one a ground ball up the middle. Off the heel of Willems' glove and into center field for a hit. Rounding third and scoring is Polanco. It's an RBI single for Carlos Santiago. It'll be his 15th RBI of the year, and Jupiter makes it a 5-0 game. So Jupiter's lead increases further. One on, still nobody out for Jorge Caballero. Has grounded out twice to second tonight. 0-2. May's first pitch, fastball in. And it looked like it caught the catcher, Astudillo. Runner will retreat back to first base. It's a ball. And thankfully it appears Astudillo all right as he shakes it off behind the dish. Daytona, no runs, one hit, one error. They have left three tonight. Jupiter, five runs, eight hits, no errors. They have left three. Juan Abril up and throwing in Daytona's right field bullpen. May up near 30 pitches out of the bullpen tonight. And a ball gets loose from the bullpen. No one notices. And this one lined into right field for a base hit. Third straight knock to start the inning as Castro throws a howitzer to third, nearly gets away. Not sure what Fidel was thinking on that throw, other than trying to show off. And there is two on and nobody out for Cameron Barstad. 3 straight hits off of May. Todd Naskadov out of the dugout to give the bullpen some extra time to get ready. Cameron Barstad will be the batter. A run in on 3 hits for Jupiter. Here in this 6th inning. Askadov returning to the dugout. The series, as we said, will continue tomorrow. 6:30 first pitch on Friday, 6 o'clock on Saturday, and then we will close out the series at noon on Sunday. Barstad 0-2 tonight, and he swings over the top of the slider, dripping in. And the count 0-1. Funny, last night, Mets and Yankees in Queens. Mets sweeping the abbreviated 2-game series. But there was a first last night in Queens. The 0-1. Barstad early on the slider, 0-2. And that was, it was the first time that former Cy Young Award winner, future Hall of Famer Max Scherzer, used the brand new PitchCom system, which the Reds have used all year. It is an automated system in which the catcher and pitcher use technology to relay signs, so no dropping of the fingers, so no chance for stolen signs. The 0-2, this one in the dirt. Kicks to the right of Astudillo. Barstad will strike out, cannot take first with the base occupied. However, Santiago will advance to third. To second, Caballero on the wild pitch. So second and third and one out for the left fielder Tanner Allen. Allen has fly to center and struck out 0-2 in game two. But it's been used by a bunch of teams in the majors this year. Scherzer used it for the first time last night at the behest of his catcher, Tomas Nido. First pitch to Allen is a strike atop the zone. It's 0-1. But Scherzer used it, said it worked. But his compliments for the system ended there. The 0-1, and Allen sends it off the end of the bat. It's 0-2. Scherzer told Newsday yesterday that he said it works. Does it help? Yes. But I also think it should be illegal. I don't think it should be in the game. And he'll explain why, and it's a fairly reasonable argument. The 0-2 pitch, and Allen pops it straight up in the air. Astudillo, mask in his hand, throws it aside, calling for it, and just a smidge onto the grass. Around the batter's circle, makes the catch for the second out. Two away now in the 6th inning. Back to the top of the order in Edie Capé. Infield base hit, scored on an error his last time. But Scherzer said stealing signs is part of the game. For me, I've always taken pride in having a complex system of signs and having that advantage over other pitchers. Second and third, two out, two in for Jupiter, rather one in for Jupiter in the sixth. And Capé takes a slider, strike, it's 0-1. He said, the fact that we're taking this out of the game and we're putting in technology, now you can't steal signs on second. The pitcher can't have an advantage of having a complex system. It's part of baseball, trying to crack someone's signs. One in the dirt. Count 1-1 on Capé. And it's one of those things with this PitchCom system where you really wonder what we would be at. Is this one a line drive left field coming on Marrero? He'll make the catch by the bill of his cap to end the inning. But you really wonder, would systems like PitchCom be in play had one, the Astros not cheated in 2019 the way they did, or had they not been caught cheating the way they did in 2019. To the seventh, Jupiter a 5-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Wendy's is here, the Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger, with Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the seventh inning, Larbert Arias stays on for Jupiter, trying to close out a shutout win. Astudillo, Triana, Pino will try and prevent that from happening for Daytona. Hammerheads a 5-0 lead. They took the opening game of this series by a score of 4-3. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. We'll look back at this one, scores from out of town, and look ahead to game three of this series tomorrow night. All that coming up after the final out right here on the Tortugas Radio Network. So loud here in between innings. I was about to say after the final buzzer. There's no buzzer here. As Astudillo takes outside for ball one. Unless they're going to start picking up a basketball game with that hoop at the jack. I think we will be sans buzzers. As Astudillo can't hold up on the pitch in the dirt, it's 1-1. Astudillo 0-2 has lined out and grounded out. Switch hitter batting for the left-hand side for the first time tonight. The 1-1 lays off down and in on appeal, did not go. It is 2-1. Another interesting story. Saw earlier today, is now on low, 3-1, involves a former Tortuga. Apparently there is some trade interest for former Tortuga outfielder Jose Siri. As Astudillo thought he had ball four, takes a strike. He'll challenge the call, and the call will indeed stay the same. So Astudillo loses the challenge, and Daytona has one left here in the final inning of his seven-inning game. Payoff pitch. Astudillo at the knee, strike three called, and a fist pump of frustration as he heads back to the first base dugout. Third strikeout tonight for Arias, one away in the seventh. Brings up Michelle Triana. 0-2 as grounded out to second, grounded out to short tonight. Righty's first pitch, and Michelle watches that bounce in there. It's 1-0. But Jose Siri apparently been drawing a trade interest, according to the Athletic's Ken Rosenthal. Phillies, Marlins, Brewers have been looking for center field help. Siri is center fielder. That one low, 2-0. You also wonder, would Siri maybe be in a deal in which the Astros acquire some help for their playoff and World Series push? 2-0. And Triana takes down and in, 3-0. Siri has bounced back and forth between the Astros and AAA Sugarland. As Triana takes a called strike, it's 3-1. Siri was on the Astros postseason roster last year after making his major league debut late in the season, hitting just 178 in the majors this year. This is a number to second. Coming in on it, Sanoha, transfer and throw, and Daytona down to their final out. Two away in the seventh for Yasiel Pino. Lined out to left and grounded out to third, 0-2. We'll see where Siri will end up after August the 2nd. Has a lot of power from that right-hand side, as does Pino. He takes inside for ball one. Sebastian Almonte hoping for an opportunity on deck. First batter in this game picked up a base hit for Daytona, have not had a hit since. As Pino takes up an in 2-0, they have had one hit batter and one walk since that first batter of this game, 2-0. And Pino pulls his head out on the fastball at 91. It is two balls and one strike. Base is empty, two out. Jupiter a 5-0 lead. 2-1. There's a strike with a fastball, and Daytona down to their final strike. Righty ready. The 2-2. And Pino strikes out on the fastball, and that'll do it. As the Hammerheads behind Justin Fall and Larbert Arias combined on a one-hit shutout. As the Hammerheads take this one by a final of 5-0. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Jupiter takes the opener 4-3. They take the nightcap 5-0. Back with our final thoughts after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best-dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Tough day at the ballpark for Daytona as Jupiter takes the opener 4-3 and their pitching cruises in game two. A one-hit shutout as they take the nightcap 5-0. Justin Rock back with you here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium with the win. Jupiter improving to 14-12 in the second half, 48-42 overall. Daytona now 8-17 in the half, and 37-53 on the year. Let's take you through the game that was here in game two. Tanner Cooper started for Daytona against the lefty. Justin Fall was a scoreless game. Jupiter jumped out early in the bottom of the first with one out. Javier Sanoa picked up a single to left, and then on a 1-2 pitch, Brady Allen banged one off the left center field wall. Sanoa came all the way around from first to score on the double, giving Jupiter a 1-0 lead. It would stay that way until the third. Bases empty, two out on a 1-0 pitch. Javier Sanoa sent one out beyond the left field wall. His second home run of the year gave Jupiter a 2-0 advantage. In the fifth, they would create some separation with one out. Edie Capé reached on an infield single. Then Javier Sanoa lined a base hit to center. Capé tried going first to third. The throw in from center got away. That allowed Capé to score. Sanoa went first to third, made it 3-0. A sac fly off the bat of Brady Allen brought home Sanoa, made it 4-0. And then in the sixth, Federico Polanco doubled down the left field line and scored on a Carlos Santiago base hit as Jupiter wins it tonight by a final of 5-0. Winning pitcher Justin Fall, he improves to 5-5. Five shutout innings, one hit, no walks, and two Ks. Losing pitcher Tanner Cooper gave up two runs on four hits in four innings. Walk two, no strikeouts. He drops to 4-3. Final line, Daytona no runs, one hit, one error. They left three. Jupiter five runs, nine hits, no errors. They left five. Final time of game here in game two, 1 hour and 36 minutes in front of a crowd of 754 for today's double dip. As for the out-of-town scoreboards here on this Thursday night, top of the 9 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you. Dunedin sweeps a doubleheader from Clearwater. They take game one 4-3, win the nightcap 8-0. Top of the ninth in St. Lucie, Mets a 9-8 lead over the Cardinals. Bradenton leading Lakeland, top of the seventh inning at 9-7. And top of the ninth in Fort Myers, Tampa a 5-2 lead on the Mighty Muscles. Reds affiliate scoreboard here on this Thursday. Reds falling to the Marlins this afternoon, 7-6. Triple A Louisville trailing the Columbus Clippers. Guardians affiliate, 6-0 top six. Bottom five, Double A Chattanooga, a 3-1 lead on the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Ellie De La Cruz has a 512-foot home run and an RBI triple in that game tonight. High A Dayton an 8-7 lead at top of the eighth against the West Michigan Whitecaps. Tigers affiliate Brian Ray, Matt Nelson, Quinn Cotton have homered tonight. DSL Reds postponed due to COVID against the Diamondbacks Red team, and the ACL Reds postponed today due to rain against the Brewers Gold Squad. As for Major League Baseball on this Thursday, Orioles shut out the Rays this afternoon 3-0. Phillies leading the Pirates 7-0, top of the seventh. Former Daytona Cub Kyle Schwarber, a three-run homer, his 32nd of the season. Middle of the seventh in the Bronx, Yankees and Royals are scoreless. Andrew Benintendi 0-3 in his Yankees debut so far. Top of the seventh, Blue Jays a 4-1 lead on the Tigers in Toronto. Matt Chapman has homered twice. He now has 18 on the year. Willie Castro, his third home run for Detroit. Red Sox leading the Guardians 3-1 at Fenway. Bottom of the seventh inning, Xander Bogaerts, a three-run home run, his eighth. Jose Ramirez, a solo home run, his 20th. Bottom of the third in Houston, Astros and Mariners tied at 2. Alex Bregman, a two-run home run, his 13th. Jose Urquidy against former Stetson Hatter Logan Gilbert. Dodgers leading the Rockies 2-0. That game in the bottom of the first inning at Coors Field. Tyler Anderson against former Hammerhead Jose Ureña. The rest of the majors will start in about a half hour or later. Angels host the Tigers at 9, or rather the Rangers at 9:38. Shohei Ohtani against Spencer Howard. And the Giants will host the Cubs at 9:45. Alex Wood against Justin Steele. Our series will continue tomorrow night. Our coverage starts 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:15. Leading up to that 6:30 first toss will likely either be Carson Rudd or Ryan Cardona for Daytona. Right-hander Jake Walters expected to take the mound for Jupiter, 1-0, a 2.7 ERA. Again, our coverage starting at 6:15 Eastern time. Leading up to the 6:30 first pitch here from Jupiter, Florida, and Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That'll do it for us here on this Thursday night. Jupiter wins the suspended game from last night, or rather Tuesday night, 4-3. They win the seven-inning nightcap by a final of 5-0. For our quartet of owners, Ree Smith, Bob Frigol, Rick French, Kyle McEwen, our GM Jim Jaworski, and Ashley Herman helping me out here this week in Jupiter. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Roger Dean as the Hammerheads take the suspended game 4-3 and the nightcap 5-0. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.